from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I don't know what the Steelers are thinking, but I think it'd be crazy not to go with Justin Fields. Looking at that offense, the way the offensive line's playing, and you throw on top of it Jaylen Warren, presumably being injured into the season. Where do you get the burst? Where do you get the acceleration? Where do you get the excitement? You get it from Justin Fields. All things equal, give me the guy who can make things happen with his legs. Yeah, the passing is a little erratic. You got to take the good with the bad. Sails the ball over the wide-open guy for the touchdown. 2 plays later, threads the needle on the sideline. I thought that watching that game on Saturday night, there just was a greater sense of excitement when Justin Fields played. And if the offense isn't going to be what it needs to be, go with the guy that gives you that ability to make things happen when the protection falls apart, when the play that's called goes to crap, and you've got to have a guy who can improvise with his legs. I didn't see anything from Russell Wilson that told me he's any different than he's been the last 2 years in Denver. I'd go with Fields, but I don't know what they're going to do.
That's Mike Florio with the PM team yesterday, and I love Florio. I think he does a really good job. He's also a native West Virginian, so that's always going to buy some points with me. But he is falling in line with the rest of the national media on this. I have heard very few people in the national media say, yep, Russ Wilson should be the starting quarterback of the Steelers. Now, Bill Cowher did, and he now is part of the national media, and I guess I shouldn't say now. He has been for a long time. Bill Belichick now in the media realm, and he says the Steelers should start with Russ Wilson. And we'll get into all that with Pat Bostick. He is the official quarterback here of the Fan Morning Show. He's with us until 9 o'clock. Doran out today, and tomorrow he'll be back with us on Monday. Before we get into any of that, first of all, Patrick, hello.
Good morning.
Does anybody call you Patrick? It just sort of came out.
My wife.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law. Sometimes my mom. Sometimes people at work, but it just depends what kind of mood they're in.
Do you like it?
Yeah. I mean, it's my full name.
Yeah. When your mom got mad at you growing up, was it always Patrick and then your middle name Bostick, or how'd that go?
My mom, no. No, I didn't really get that. It was more like, you know, damn it, Pat. Or something. Yeah. It's a little bit more blunt in my house.
Yeah, when my mom would get mad at me, Adam Richard.
Yeah, that's
I knew I was in trouble.
I do that with my kids.
Yeah.
I do that with my kids.
Are they back to school?
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, first day?
Tuesday.
Tuesday was the first day.
Which makes no sense. I mean, why like a Tuesday? My youngest
weird.
First day is tomorrow. He's orientation here. That's why I can't stay till 10 today. Like orientation at 9:30. New school, Ave Maria, up in Mount Lebanon.
So that's the church formerly known as St. Bernard's, correct?
Yeah, correct.
That's where I got married. I went there.
Beautiful church.
Oh, gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I went to Catholic grade school at Ave Maria.
There you go.
Yeah. I had no idea what that was.
They changed the name a million times.
Yeah, so like a month ago, someone said, I'm sending my kid to Ave Maria. I said, oh, yeah, where's that? Oh, you know, right up on Washington Road, yeah. Bower Hill. Oh, yeah, I got married there. I know all about it there. I had Mrs. Steele wanting to hit me with a ruler there, so I know all about it. Do you love first day of school?
I got to tell you, like, Tuesday was a little overwhelming. There were a lot of parents there. You know, it's just like, for, you know, kindergarten, first grade, I get it. second grade, I mean, we're starting to get repetitive.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can do the ruler, you can do the height on the door frame. We don't need to do the first day of school photo every...
Oh, you're out on the first day of
I'm
school
fine
photo.
With it. I'm fine with it. I mean, I just... It was hell getting in and out of there at Lincoln Elementary.
My God.
I mean, it was like... I felt like I was, you know, trying to... You know, like when you're at a bar and you're trying to get to the bar and you're like just, you know, you're subtly elbowing and shouldering people. That's what I was doing to try to, you know, say, I guess, good riddance to my kid.
Yeah, good luck. Have fun. We'll see you in 180 days.
Yeah.
I can't stand that at a bar. My friends always want to go to crowded bar. We got to go to a place that's happening. No, give me a hole in the wall bar where there's three people at the bar, including us.
100%.
So you could talk.
100%.
And then at school, I grew up. I don't know that people care. I grew up two blocks from Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
And it's chaos.
Oh.
Parking.
Oh.
Then they let the kids out, or at least they used to, for lunch.
They do. I think it's in fourth grade, maybe.
Chaos.
Fourth or fifth grade.
And then,
so we're a ways off from that.
Well, that's good. Savor this now. Because what they do is school zone in the morning, then you got school zone in the midday, and then you got school zone in the afternoon. So school year... You drive around Lincoln, you're going 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, the good news is the streets aren't wide enough to even consider doing a bus.
Correct.
So, yeah, but all things are good on that front, which is great, which makes my commute to here a little bit slower in the morning.
That's okay, Pat.
I was on time today, kind of.
You were on time. You were sitting down before the segment started. That's all good. I miss Doran. Anytime Doran's out, I'm very upset, and I especially miss Doran today because I did want to get in the pit a little bit. I mean, the season, next week, right here. The Zips, right?
No.
Oh.
Golden Flashes.
Oh.
Kent State.
I knew it was Maction.
Yeah, Maction. On a Saturday.
On a Saturday, baby.
Yeah, it's all happening. I mean, you got the Mountaineers taking on the Nittany Lions.
I can't even think about it.
I can think about it. It's
happening
quick.
I can't think about it. It makes me nauseous. And I'm sure you're the same way, and we will get full form in a pit a little bit later on. You've got this thing that you think about for 9 months.
Yep.
And you watch stuff from last year. If you're like me, in the evening time, especially now that it's cool, I'll crack a window.
Oh, yeah.
I'll throw an old game on and just sit there while my wife and I converse. Drives her nuts, but I love it. But yet, Saturdays now, they're wonderful. You don't worry about a thing. Saturday's best day of the week. Because you got the next day off. It's outstanding.
Now Saturday can ruin your week.
Saturday can absolutely ruin your week.
That's exactly right.
There's this thing that, while we've cared about, hasn't affected us emotionally. And you're different because you work there. But it hasn't affected us emotionally for 9 months. That for 4 hours every single Saturday, Thursday night, whatever, it's going to drive us crazy. And I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. That's why people love it, is because you're a part of it. And you associate yourself with it. And it affects you emotionally, and that's what's so great about college football. I mean, and pro football.
Yeah.
But college football, it's a little bit different. You and I both went to the school we root for. So it's, you spent 4 years of your life there, sometimes more, sometimes less. You did it as a student. You did it as a single adult. You're doing it now as a married adult. You're trying to get your kids indoctrinated into it. And it's truly like a lifestyle. And that's it's healthy, but incredibly unhealthy at the same time.
Oh, it's definitely unhealthy because you can't control anything.
No, you can't.
It's something that drives you up a wall and you can't do really anything about it. You can make donations.
Yeah.
You can make donations.
Yeah, that's arm's length, right? I mean,
yeah.
At the end of the day, the players, the coaches got to get it done. And if they don't, you know, the next 6 days are miserable.
Yes.
If they do, you're just worried about the seventh day coming up next.
There is no better feeling in sports, in my opinion, than when your favorite college football team wins a noon game and you just get to sit there the rest of the
day.
That's
a great point.
Oh, you watch everybody. It's the best.
That's a great point.
That beer after?
Oh.
Oh, it's the best beer of the week.
Oh, there's no doubt. It's because you're playing with house money the rest of the day, either literally or figuratively, depending on how you do it. But it's I agree with you, man. You know, the night games are even more stressful because, you know, this team won, that team won. Now we got to win. I remember, like, playing midget football. My brother's team won. It's like, well, there's more pressure on me to win now. This is going to suck being at home if he won and we lost.
I always say, and we'll get into the Steelers quarterback conversation coming up in the next segment because I've already taken this too long, but I'm chasing the shiny object because I think everyone listening right now can relate to all of this.
Yep.
I hate when, and this so rarely happens. Well, actually, no, I'll frame it this way. When my team is a prohibitive underdog and it's a night game, but there was already a massive upset pulled off late, earlier in the day, I hate that.
You feel like the juju's gone, right? You have no chance. That it's already been spent on somebody else.
Because it's not 07 where it was happening left and right.
No.
It doesn't really happen.
That's an anomaly.
Yes. If you might get one a Saturday, maybe two.
Yeah, because you know the team that's the massive favorite is like, well, they lost.
Exactly.
Their coaches are like, well, they lost. If they, you know, we got to make sure we mind our P's and Q's tonight because we don't want to be Michigan losing App State.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's, you're right. I mean, it's just the range of emotions, the excitement. You know, that's what's, the students are back on campus. It's chaos on campus right now.
I love that.
They had
a chaos,
convocation
though.
Yesterday. Narduzzi has them cheer and hail to Pitt. I can hear them like through my wall in my office.
There is nothing like the energy of a college campus.
It's awesome. That's why I love doing what I do. I mean, every day you get a chance to, you know, every day I feel like the students are younger and I'm older because it's true. They are.
Yep.
But that shared like camaraderie and bond is as chaotic as things are in our world, both in life and also in sports. There's still that, like, you guys, you can lock arms like for 4 hours on a Saturday and not care about anything else. I forget who said that. A listener said it to me. He's like, I love sports talk radio. I love listening to it because, you know, when a game's on or when you listen to a sports show, like on the Fan, it you don't worry about anything else, and you're all together. All that energy is together for one thing.
Yes,
and that's what makes it amazing.
Yes,
but it's football, basketball, anything.
And you hope your team does well, but even when it's not a great year, still going to line up, still going to tailgate.
Yep.
And it's a cultural thing.
It is.
And it's a family thing. It's a bonding thing. There's nothing like it. And last night, I was outside on my front stoop. I'm holding my baby. And I could hear faintly in the distance.
High school band.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
The Mount Lebanon drum line was going in the band. Baby. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
I said, Fiona, and she's 7 months old. Listen carefully. She doesn't know what the hell I'm saying. It's the best.
It's the best. It's football season, baby.
All right. We've put off the Steelers quarterback talk enough. Mike Florio says it would be silly to not start Justin Fields. Can't wait to get Pat's evaluation of the quarterbacks from preseason game two. That's where we'll go when we come back. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Pretty company. Mike Florio with the PM team yesterday. Love Florio. Tapped in. Says he think it would be silly if the Steelers start Russell Wilson over Justin Fields. This just in, not from Mike Tomlin's mouth or Omar Khan or Art Rooney II. This just coming from my mouth. It's going to be Russ. Russell Wilson is going to be the starting quarterback. We have our quarterback in with us today. Doran off. He'll be back on Monday. Pat, what'd you see out of the QBs? Game number two preseason.
So Florio's comments, they kind of... they echo the national narrative, right? I mean, you said that, and I agree with it. There's an infatuation with Justin Fields. I don't know if there seem to be a dislike, a disdain for Russell Wilson nationally. I mean, it was the whole, like, let's ride thing that people kind of, you know, grew a little tired of him.
Yeah.
And his act. But that seems to have calmed down. He seems to have assumed maybe a little bit of a different mantra in Pittsburgh. But there is an infatuation with Fields, you know, whether it's Lewis Riddick, whether it's Florio, whether it's Dan Orlovsky, a lot of really smart people that know a lot about football that see a lot in Justin Fields. My opinion is different. I see what they see. I see the upside. I also see a few years of that upside not being realized. I saw the same problems in this offense in the last preseason game that I saw the first three quarters of last season. They're passive up front. They're not protecting the quarterback. You get sacked three times in four drives. I mean, that's an issue.
Do you put any of those on Russ?
No. I don't think he had a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's candidly, I watched the Eagles game too, and the same thing happened to Pickett. I mean, it was just like, oh, he's averaging, you know, Russ averaged 4 yards an attempt, 5 yards an attempt. Well, you have to when you can't push the ball down the field because you're getting hit.
That happens a lot in the preseason too. Like, the deeper into a game you get, and you just see that these teams don't have depth on the offensive line. The problem with the Steelers is that it was their first team line.
It was, and you weren't playing the 85 Bears. I mean, right? You're playing the Bills.
Greg Rousseau had 5 sacks last year.
I mean, it's something to be concerned about. But what I've learned, you know, and recency bias will confirm this, is like, don't read too much into the preseason. I think there's a subconscious part of coordinators and quarterbacks that is different in the preseason too, right? I mean, you're not going to throw, you know, multiple downfield shots where you're taking 7-step drops and hitching twice in the preseason, because bad things happen, right? And it's not worth the risk. And if you're a quarterback and you're holding onto the ball and your time clock's starting to tick a little bit, and it's like, okay, just dump this thing down. Let's get out of here.
Yes.
So I think that while there's concern about what happened and what transpired, there was also great optimism about what had transpired last year, and it did not translate. So hopefully this is somewhere in the middle. I also saw the same things I've seen from Justin Fields, which were the erratic passing and so on. And the reality is, I hear what Mike Florio is saying, but he's painting a perfect picture.
Yes.
Which is, oh, he could break things down and run. Well, listen, if I'm a defense and he's the quarterback, I'm playing you entirely differently. Entirely differently. Because I don't trust that he can read it. I don't trust that he can, if he does read it, deal it and deal it accurately. So I'm going to make you throw the ball. And good defense in the National Football, good defenses in football, period, can make you do what you don't want to do repeatedly. And if you're that one-dimensional, it's going to be really hard to win.
to that point, did you see any of the quotes that came out of the joint practice between the Colts and the Bengals?
Yes, I saw. DB couldn't. He just Richardson can't throw.
I mean,
well, it's again. And I think this is a. You see Brady's comments about quarterback play and the game itself.
Yes,
it's true, man. Like the translation from college to pro, it is like I've never seen more misses on quarterbacks that I can recall. I mean, you can point to Ryan Leaf, but that look at the quarterbacks that have played right away. You know, for every Lamar Jackson, there's.
I mean, name
down the line,
yeah.
Jones, Pickett. I mean, Richardson's a one-trick pony.
Josh Rosen, 1 year, all right.
I mean,
didn't
like,
work out.
Look at Zach Wilson, who I guess I saw that Sean Payton's raving about him now. I mean, it's just and Justin Fields is another example of that, right? He's another example of, and I think they were smart to get him. I think he's a really good backup.
Sure.
And I think he's a guy that if he gets in there and can bust through some of the scar tissue that was built up in Chicago, there might be something there. But don't act like this is a polished pearl that's ready to go. I mean, that's why they got him for what they got him for. And Russell Wilson will be the starting quarterback here, no matter what the national media says.
Agreed. And Justin Fields, I saw the same thing, and I don't have your quarterback eyes. Justin Fields looked like the Justin Fields that Chicago Bears fans said the Steelers were getting. He's running around. He's athletic as hell. He's also doing it against third and fourth string defenses. So it's tough to get the full eval.
Yep.
And then I think anybody that is basing their opinion on the Steelers offense and basing any opinion on Russ Wilson on game number two of the preseason game had their mind made up that they didn't like Russ coming in. Because, and again, you're our quarterback guy. From where I was sitting, that's as tough an eval as you're going to get. Like, Russ didn't have a shot. You can't take anything from that game.
No, you can't. And that's what's. I think everyone's just kind of grasping at straws here, trying to make. This goes back to why I didn't think Russell should play in the home preseason game. And Arthur Smith, I watched every comment he made.
Yeah.
He's like, he wanted to play. It sounded to me like Arthur Smith didn't want to play.
I heard it exactly the same way.
It goes back to, I'm sitting over there and I'm thinking, there's no upside here. There's no upside to him playing. Other than the fact that he missed the first 2 weeks of training camp and he wants to get reps. Nothing short of four touchdown drives is going to be good enough to quell everything.
Well, and even then, you know what people would have said? Pickett did it last year, and look what that was.
Exactly. So there's no win. And I'm not. You're not trying to win the court of public opinion right now. You're trying to prepare to win games in September and beyond. I get that. And I also heard Arthur Smith say something that I think I've said before, and he's a hell of a lot smarter with football than me, but I agree with it. Is like, you know, you got live bullets in a game, and guys react differently. When you got a red jersey on in practice, that's why I always took with a grain of salt. Oh, Fields made this throw in practice. He went 6 of 7 in 7 shots. He did this. He's got a red jersey on. Okay? Players play differently. There are things called instincts that come into play when you can actually get hit. I've been there. And your body reacts different. It's fight or flight. What are those instincts? They're going to take a long time to break. And unfortunately, the only way to break them is to play. And I'm not sure it's going to happen right away for Justin Fields. And if it does happen, I'm not sure that means the Steelers are in a very good spot.
We can get into this as a jumping off point. We got Jeff Hathorn coming up next. I wouldn't have Justin Fields play at all this year if I could help it. Like, injury only for Russ Wilson. We can get into that. But up next, we will talk to our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. This quarterback breakdown coverage on the Fan, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Doran will be back with us on Monday. We got Pat Bostic in until 9 o'clock, and now we are joined by our sports director and our friend, a great man, Jeff Hathorn. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing today?
Good morning, because you know Monday will be game week. That's why Doran will be back.
Yes, it will. Look at Pat over here.
There we go.
Not that you'd expect anything less. He's got the pit quarter zip on, and we will get into pit football coming up a little bit later on with Pat. On to the Steelers, Jeff. Russ Wilson says they're all going to play. Smart decision. And how long do you think they'll play?
Yeah, I think you've been trying to figure out this three preseason game schedule because the way you always kind of knew how it was going to work back in when it had four preseason games. Of course, it'll be two at some point here soon, I would imagine. But yeah, I think it's smart. Play a couple of series, feel better, get some rhythm going. You've got such a long break because of the Labor Day weekend off. Like, it's not like they're playing next week to start the regular season. So I think you want to get some familiarity. Now, some guys, like you haven't all season, all preseason, you don't need to see a lot from Cam Hayward or TJ Watt or really anything from those guys. Maybe not even Najee Harris a lot. But I think the first team offense, they need some work. And I don't think this is a time to live in their fears of what might happen, but they need to go out and put some positive vibes together.
Jeffrey, there's a lot of discussion, I don't know if you've heard it, about the quarterback situation with the Steelers and a lot of national pundits that have opinions on who should start. Here's my question, because I think it'll be telling. Right around September 4th or 5th, the last couple years, the Steelers have named captains. Is Russell Wilson a captain of this team in 2024?
I think so, yes. I do think so. I think he will be a captain. I mean, he kind of acts as a captain. He tries to motivate guys like a captain. He goes over different groups and tries to get people going during practice. And typically that your quarterback is named captain. I think even though it's his first year, given his veteran status, and there's not somebody else. You know, if there's a Pouncey on the line,
right,
maybe Pouncey's your captain. They don't have anybody that's been around for a crazy amount of time that would make an obvious choice. So I do think Russ will be captain and the starter on September 8th.
I just noticed this today. I was perusing the Steelers roster on their website, and Russell Wilson in his team photograph has eye black on. If that's not a captain move, I don't know what is a captain
he
move.
He wears like eye black to practice.
Yeah, he's a gamer. Does that work, by the way, eye black?
Eye black makes you taller.
And he needs it. He needs to add some inches there.
I don't think it works. I mean, if anything, if you sweat, it gets in your eyes. I did it a couple times, but yeah, I noticed that he wears it. And he also works out in the offseason with his helmet and shoulder pads on.
Yeah, he is a different cat.
And guys, and Pat, you can appreciate this too. Like, he goes through most of practice with this helmet on.
Oh yeah.
Like those times where you can take it off, he almost always leaves it on.
It's just... Now that would add a couple inches, theoretically. I mean, the helmet.
Especially with the helmet guard.
I think that might even be more of a football man move than Tomlin wearing the full sweats when it's like 90 degrees out there. Or like James Harrison used to have like a weighted vest on, which was crazy to me. We know about Troy Faltano. He spoke the other day. He's optimistic. Jaylen Warren and Mike Tomlin optimistic that that's not a long-term thing. We heard Broderick Jones talking about injury. How about Beanie Bishop, Jeff? My thought is, if he can't go out there and play, and maybe even if he does, I could see that being a position that after roster cutdown day, the Steelers look to upgrade.
Yeah, absolutely, because right now it's Thomas Graham. And he's also third team.
And with all due respect, who? I mean, with all due respect.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who missed all last year due to injury and was – I think he played about a dozen games with the Browns the year before. So, yeah, that's why they had Graylin Arnold. He was kind of the fallback, and then obviously that didn't work out. This is a huge game. If Beanie can get on the field and solidify that he can play, it's his position. Now, that being said, I think they'll still look for somebody at waiver time. I'm actually surprised, and I know people might shudder to hear the name, but that Chandon Sullivan wasn't at least given a call to say, hey, can you come in here and see what you could do. Now, he's still available. Pat Pete is still available. And, you know, there'll be some guys, as you mentioned, come cutdown day that the Steelers are have their eyes on, at least to probably give a run through and see what they can do.
Speaking of available and eyes on, where are we with Brandon Ayuk, Jeff? You said it had a heartbeat last week.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I'm not going to totally give up on this because the way the Steelers operate is they leave the channels open. They're not going to say no. They're not going to react like, hey, we've got a line in the sand date. They just keep this going, and they hope that San Francisco will flinch. So I'm not going to say that they've given up on it or they've moved on. They're playing that, you know, they're playing that negotiating game. They're playing that waiting game, and they're trying to get, you know, they're hoping that that works out to where they could add what would be a huge impact to their offense.
Jeff, I know that Broderick Jones didn't want to make excuses and use injury as a reason for his poor performance. What's your read on how much that really is bothering him, what he's got going on with that arm?
Well, he did kind of slip if he was trying to say that and just say that, you know, it took some getting used to with the elbow. Now, that being said, I don't think technically he was at his best. There was just something, you know, he said when we talked to him that he wants to go out there and set the tone. And that in those first couple of snaps, you need to set the tone. There was just something off in his game, and it kind of snowballed against a really good player. And maybe in another preseason game, if you're facing somebody else or they've got backups, you don't notice it. Let's hope that this was a great opportunity for him to realize, like, he's got to come every game. And it happened in a preseason game instead of a real game. Because there was just something off. And he even said it, like, he didn't start the way he wanted to. He got up against a good player. And here's the other thing. That one sack where he got pushed back, that seemed like it was five because it was so obvious and so noticeable. And I'm sure for him, something that, you know, he doesn't ever want to see on tape again.
Yeah, that's really well said. It wasn't just the failure. It was the scope of the failure that made it even worse. Jeff, awesome stuff as always, man. We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, boys.
See you, Carl.
Why'd you call him Carl?
We just do that.
A little inside joke. What's he call you?
Carl.
Oh.
Hello, Carl.
How cute.
That's definitely a Starkey thing.
Definitely a Starkey thing.
It is absolutely a Starkey. You know what I heard about Starkey?
Oh, boy.
From Zeiss yesterday? At lunch. We had a little radio team lunch over at Arachery's Green Tree Inn. Phenomenal chicken noodle soup, Cal. Have you ever had it?
I've been there. It's great.
Spac gets like bottomless chicken noodle soup. Anyhow, Zeiss comes on and he goes, anytime there's like a food delivery, Starkey's going to love this. Paul will like point and Joe will turn around and be like, and we're going to go to break.
That's so, about the only way you can get Starkey to go to break. They'll go 45 minutes on a segment sometimes.
Because
like it's a podcast.
He knows it's going to be like a, you know, it's a run for the you know, Salem's or pizza or whatever it is. I mean, slice on Broadway. I mean, they'll be in the middle of like a Barry Bonds discussion like they were yesterday, and they'll just be like, it's time to go to break.
I did not hear the Barry Bonds discussion. I saw it because the producers send out
hilarious
show notes emails.
Hilarious.
August 21st, Steelers played a disastrous preseason game. The national media is talking about this quarterback competition, and your first-round pick from last year looks like total crap, and they get into a Barry Bonds discussion.
He did, too.
Only that show, and I love it. I got to go back and listen to it.
I absolutely love it, too. It was. I watched it last night. It was classic.
I heard Paul was, he was angry about something, so he's like, we gotta go to break. I gotta go to lunch. And then just, like, walked out.
He did. He came and joined us at Arachery's Green Tree Inn. He came and joined us for a soup and a salad, and then I don't even think he brought Joe anything back.
The way you keep saying that makes me think you guys went to the Middle East to eat. Like you, like,
I just want to make sure.
Like you went Desert Storm up in there. You went to Iraq.
Have you been there? Have you been to Green Tree Inn?
I actually have not.
It's phenomenal.
There was a lunch that Spac had for the Odyssey Champions, the Employees of the Month.
I was there.
Callis was there.
You weren't.
I know I had to pick up my daughter from something.
You won Employee of the Month one time?
A long time ago. Long time ago. Would never now.
Like back when you were behind the glass.
Yes. Yes. I won it back then. And it's a great idea. Take everyone out, lunch, celebrate.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's great. And I heard the like you've said, the food is great. I was very upset I had to miss it. Very upset. We have destroyed the clock here.
While you're making fun of Joe for destroying the clock.
That's exactly what happened, yeah. Callis, do you have that music? Because I was just looking for it. While you effort to find it, I'm gonna have this show produced here on the fly. I say we just take this a couple more minutes, and this will be the last segment of the hour. We'll jump back in at the top. Can we do that? Does that work? Is that something you could do? Are we okay? We did a bad job with the clock right there. We did a bad, bad job with the clock right there. Oh, yeah.
That's a great song.
And we have to play it frequently because...
So this isn't just a me thing?
No. No, if Doran were here and the three of us were cutting it up and talking about Iraqi Inn or whatever it is over there.
Iraqi's Green Tree Inn.
Yeah, I think we would. We probably would have gone until 7:55 before anybody looked up at the clock. So
we did a bad job with the clock right there. We did a bad, bad job with the clock right there. Oh, yeah.
I do think that if Beanie plays on Saturday against the Lions and plays well, I think they're still going to try to bolster their depth, but I think he might be your starter week one against Atlanta. If he doesn't play, undrafted rookie, and we don't get to see him in the preseason, there's no way Mike Tomlin's going to let that guy be our starting nickel. No chance.
No, I don't think he'd start, but I think he'd be on the roster.
I think he'll be on the roster.
I think he's earned the roster spot.
Sure, I would agree with that.
I think he's been one of the best surprises of camp. You know, maybe one of the biggest surprises across the league in terms of undrafted players. And there's part of me with what they've done with the nickel position with Mike Hilton and otherwise that they feel confident they can put an unheralded guy in that role and he's going to thrive.
That's a good point. I also could see in like run situations, like third mediums, where you move Deshaun Elliott up near the line of scrimmage and have KZ back there.
Yep.
Or you move Minka down and you have KZ and Deshaun Elliott back there. Those yeps tell me I know football because that's a real football guy.
Yep.
And I like that. What, just real quick, what were they debating about yesterday with Barnes?
Why people don't like him.
Oh.
And
because he's a jerk who people think used steroids.
And Paul was basically going off like, Van Slyke's a jerk too. He was a jerk. So what he says is just the rule of law. Cause it was just,
I guess Van Slyke's the guy.
Yeah. Van Slyke's just, he's the nicest guy in the world. So it's like, basically they're both jerks, but Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer.
Bonds got into it with Jeff Kent too, who I also heard wasn't a peach whenever he was in San Francisco, but where's the common thread there?
It seemed to be like a, very, it ended abruptly. It started randomly. I don't know. I have to do more digging. It just, he summarized it when he came in. He couldn't wait to tell everybody that he had just gotten into a Barry Bonds argument with Joe. And Joe looked caught off guard. Like, I don't think he expect Paul to, like, go, like, ape on it. Like, he went crazy.
Paul is not a guy that you can really even have a scouting report on. Because just when you think you got him nailed down, you don't. And now we have to take a break because we have screwed the clock up. And I'll take responsibility for that. You are the official quarterback of the Fan Morning Show. But in my position, I am the quarterback. And this one's on me. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We actually have a Brandon Ayuk update from yesterday. We're not going to let it be our entire segment. But we do have a new Brandon Ayuk update. We'll play it for you. We'll react to it. That is next. But first, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 76.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.